Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the Ready Church. Praise the Lord. We're back. We're back. We're back. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, it's another day that the Lord has kept us. Oh, he didn't have to do it, but he did. Aren't you glad that he did this morning? Oh, my God. I'm so happy this morning that it's another day that he kept us and kept us with our minds. Stayed on him, and he kept our families, and, you know, he's a wonderful Savior on today, you know. He has risen. Jesus has risen. I mean, he's no longer in the grave. Aren't you glad about that? He's no longer in the grave. I thank him this morning. Do you believe it? That's the question. Do you believe that he has risen? Jesus has risen. He's risen this morning, and I thank him. So many people today saying that Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Bunny Rabbit, you know, they got their little rabbits and got their little Easter eggs and all that out there. Lord have mercy. I never knew that Mr. Rabbit could lay an egg. You know a rabbit that can lay an egg? Oh, my God. We are intelligent beings, but oh, my God. Who in the world think that a rabbit can lay an egg? Well, this morning is not about the rabbits. It's about Jesus. He's the King of kings, and he's the Lord of lords. And I just thank him this morning, knowing the truth. And the word of God said the truth will make you free. It's the only thing that's going to make you free in this last hour. Let's stick with the word of God. We're running out of time, and Jesus is soon to come. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you this morning for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. We thank you, God, for we know that you have risen and that you are King of kings and you are Lord of lords. And you came to restore us back when man has failed and brought division between him and God this morning. We pray in the name of Jesus that you'll minister to hearts before time is too late, God. We see the signs of judgment all around about us. We know that you're soon to come, and help us to be ready. Help us to be that ready church. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He has risen. Touch somebody and say, hey, he has risen. If you can't touch him, just holler and say, hey, Jesus has risen today. And I thank him for knowing that. You look around and you know that he has risen. No power like the power of our God on today. Let's go to the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. How many know that everything going down but the word of God? Oh, yes, the word of God. There's a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. And that's what we need in this last hour. It's going to come from Romans 4:25. It said, who was delivered for our offenses and was risen again for our justification. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. He died for you and I. You know? Thank you, Jesus. And let's go to, I'm going through scriptures here this morning. I may know everything going down by the word of God. It will be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Oh, yes. 1 Corinthians 1:30. I knew you said it later. Always excited. Oh, yes, I am. I am excited about my God. 1 Corinthians 1 and 30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness, not wrong, but righteousness and sanctification and redemption. We're talking about Jesus' risen this morning. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. That's the only thing going to save you is the word of God. That's the only thing going to keep you is the word of God. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 5:21. For he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be the righteousness of God in him. So it's still all about righteousness, y'all. It's all about doing the right thing. Even though we see a lot of wrong things taking place around about us, Jesus has risen. He's no longer in the grave. So much, like I said, has changed over the years, from years to year, from day to day, and the world is being shaken, and our lives are being changed forever. And what we once knew as so-called normal is no longer going to be, you know? And it's easy to get discouraged, and, you know, I mean, I've been discouraged myself, and, you know, but, you know, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. And like I said, it's easy to get discouraged when the ground beneath you seems like it's falling and shaking, you know, and shifting underneath you like an earthquake beneath you. And even like quicksand, you know, some things, storms come, you know, the sandstorms come and rain come, you know, and the Bible said when the enemy comes in like a flood sometimes, you know, in your life, but you got to stand on God's promises, his righteousness. He's a righteous God, you know. I know a lot of people saying you can't no longer believe in the truth. How is it we can't believe in the truth? The truth is the only thing that's going to make you free and keep you free. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Watch and pray like the word of God has told us to stay alert. Jesus is no longer in the grave, y'all. You know, you can call on Jesus and he will answer. The word of God said when you call on him, he will answer us. Let's go to Jeremiah 33 and 3. Jeremiah 33 and 3 says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which ye know not. I mean, you can call on Jesus and he will answer. Sometimes, you know, you might call me or you call somebody else and they won't answer. They ignore you, act like you didn't get your call. And you know how people do, you know. But Jesus, you call on him and he will answer you. That's why he went to the cross for you and I. You know, he died for you and I, that we may be resurrected, you know, with him. You know, that we can live with him forever. You know, I just thank God for knowing that he lives, you know, because he lives inside of me. He wants to live inside of your heart. He wants you to open up your heart and say, Lord, I need you. I need a savior. I need somebody to deliver me. There may be things that you dealt with over the years. You know, you might have been into alcohol or you might have been a drug addicted or, you know, you may have had an abortion and feel, you know, guilty about that. And, you know, so many things that the enemy try to use, you know, and mess with our mind about, you know. But when you call on the name of Jesus, he promised that he would heal you. He would deliver you. All you had to do is repent. The Lord, save me. Save me. He died for you. And he rose again. He's no longer in the grave. And he will live inside of you. He will change your mind. And he'll change your heart. And he'll walk with you. And he will talk with you. And he will lead you. And he will guide you. You know, a lot of people today, they going, you know, to the psychics and asking them, you know, what should I do today? And what should I wear today? And where should I go today? And just all kinds of things. But God said in his word, I know
the plans I have for you. God has a plan for you. God has a purpose for you. And the enemy wants to deceive you not to call on Jesus. Oh, call on his name. Oh, he will hear and answer you. I just read it to you. He said, call on him and he will answer you. Don't let the devil tell you you did so much and you don't went so far that you can't come to God. Oh, yes, you can. All you got to do is just open up your heart. Open up your mind. Let him in. So Christ, come inside of me. He wants to live inside of you. He's not in the grave. He wants to live inside of your heart. As small as your heart is, he wants to live inside of it. He's a big God, and he's a good God, and he wants to live inside of me. Say, Lord, he want to live. You want to live inside of me, little old me? All the filthiness and all the dirt I done, things that I hid, you know, from, I thought I would hide them from you, God, that people didn't see, but I know you saw, and you will change me. You will cleanse me on today. That's why you went to the cross. You died for my sins. Oh, God, I thank you for dying for me, oh, God. That's why you got to say, you know, Lord, come inside of me and live inside of me. It's not hard and it's not big, you know. It's not a big thing to do. It's a small thing to do. Just open up your mouth. Ask Christ to come in and live inside of you. Oh, he's big enough to hear all of us, but yet small enough to live inside of all of our hearts on today. All you have to do is just open up your heart, open up your mind, and just say, Lord, come and live inside of me. You're no longer in the grave. That's why he went in the grave. He died for you and I. You know, he defeated death for you and I. He conquered sin for you and I. He rendered power, his power, you know. I just thank him on today. Just remember the truth about resurrection today. The truth is that he died for you and I, and he rose again. The rabbit didn't rise, no rabbit hopping or having eggs with me today, but it was Jesus that came and bled and died and went to the cross, Calvary's cross for you and I on today. He is risen. Thank you, Jesus, he has risen. Oh, I'm no longer bound. I've been set free from the hands of the enemy on today. Why am I free? Because I asked Christ to come inside of me. Come and live inside of my heart on today. The Bible says sin and death entered the world through Adam and Eve. But Jesus, he came. You know, he paid the penalty for you and I, our sin. Our sin debt. He paid the penalty for sin. Thank him on today. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, he was willing to die at the cross for you and I today. Even with all the things that happened around about him, you know, he still paid the price for you and I. I thank him on today. You just be blessed. I just wanted to encourage your hearts on today. To seek him like never before, to invite him into your heart, to, you know, don't feel guilty about the sin that you've done and the things you've been into. You know, you may be suicidal today or, you know, and the devil telling you to take your life. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. He's a deceiver. He's a liar. He tell you that all hope is gone. Don't listen. Jesus is your only hope, and the devil knows that. That's why he don't want you to call on the name of Jesus. But call on his name this morning. There's still power in the name of Jesus. There's still his blood. It has the power to heal you. His blood has the power to save you. His blood has the power to deliver you. His blood has the power to keep you. That's why the enemy don't want to get the word out. He don't want you to call on the name of Jesus. That's why he's closing up a lot of people's mouths and he got you on these cell phones and you're not using your mouth because the devil knows that there's power in your tongue. Oh, yeah, power's in your tongue. I mean, can't you see, you know, more wars have started with people tongue saying things they shouldn't say and doing, you know, and speaking things you shouldn't speak out of your mouth. That's why the enemy wants you to close your mouth. He don't want you to call on the name of Jesus.
call on his name this morning. There's power in the name of Jesus, and he will set you free. And he whom the Son set free, the Son of God, set you free, you're free indeed. You're no longer bound. You don't have to let those things that you once did be hovering over your head and in your mind and telling you there is no hope. Jesus is your hope. He's your only hope in this last hour. Look to Jesus. Oh, just call on his name. Repent, repent, and turn from your sin and turn to God. He will set you free and keep you free. He said, I will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. If you keep your mind in the word of God, he will keep you in perfect peace. I know people saying, you know, they're looking for peace here on earth. There's not going to be any peace until the Prince of Peace returns. Jesus is coming soon. The enemy knows that. That's why he's deceiving these pastors to turn you away from truth. They're no longer preaching about the cross. Jesus went to the cross for you and I. They're not preaching about the cross. They're not preaching about the blood of Jesus because they have sold out. They have sold out for your soul. Money. It's all about money. Preachers are no longer preaching about the blood of Jesus and about his resurrection because they have been like a Judas. They have betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. People are trading Jesus for money. They're not preaching about the cross. They're not preaching about the blood. Because there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. And if you don't hear that, you won't know that. And the enemy will do what he come to do. He come to kill and to destroy you. And if people don't hear that Jesus will save you, then you know, people are committing suicide because they don't know that Jesus is their hope. Jesus is your hope today. Stand on it. Try him. If you tried everything else and everything else has failed, try Jesus. The devil knows he's running out of time. That's why we're seeing so much destruction. That's why the world is being depopulated, because they know that Jesus, there's power in the name of Jesus. They don't want you to call on the name of Jesus. There's life, eternal life. God wants to give you life, eternal life, after this life. He wants to give you a new life, no more crying, no more dying, no more suffering. And the enemy knows he's running out of time. He don't want you to think that he's real. He don't love you. Satan don't love you. He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy from your life. Don't let him do it. Run up under the blood of Jesus. These people are talking about one world system, going up under one umbrella. Well, come under the cross. Come under the cross. Come up under the cross today. Jesus wants to save you. Run up under that cross. Don't run up under that umbrella of this one world system, this one world religion. Run up under the blood of Jesus and stand on it. Stand on it until death. Stand on it. We're all going to have to leave him. We all got to stand before God and give an account of everything. Everything. Choose Jesus today. Run. Run for your life. Oh, he went in the grave for you and I. He's no longer there. He died for you and I today. And don't you let the enemy deceive you on today. That God doesn't love you. Oh, yes, he does. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what sin you've been in. I don't care what sin you're in right now. If you just call on the name of Jesus, the blood will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's why he went to the cross. The blood, the power that was in the blood of Jesus was for you and for I today. So, we just pray that you would take the word of God, get into the word of God, seek the word of God like never before. Don't listen to these ministers taking your heart away from truth that's telling you you can do whatever you want to do. Do whatever you want to do with your body. Do whatever you want to do, period, just to do thy will. No, he went to the cross. He denied himself. He could have said, I don't want to go to the cross for them. But no, he denied himself. We have got to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Jesus today. Try him. Trust him. When you feel like there's no hope, trust Jesus. He's your only hope. And he will hear you, and he will answer your cry. Just call on the name of Jesus. He promised to save you from your sin on today. Lord, we just thank you and praise you on today for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. We pray that we've said something to touch somebody's heart, God, to trust you on today that you're no longer in the grave, that you went to the cross, Calvary's cross, for us on today, God. For little old me, oh God, you went to the cross for me. For all my sin, you died for me. And you died for all of us on today. Oh, God, to set us free and to restore us back. When Adam fell, you went to destroy us, thank you for that on today. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated this morning. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present in the world today. In spite of all we see that's going on. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Try Jesus because he has risen. He's no longer in the grave on today. God bless you. Ready Church is ready. You may call us. You may call us. You may call us at 516-387-1963. 516-387-1963. I pray that I've said something to touch your heart on today and to bring you to Calvary's cross. In Jesus' name, I pray. Bless you. You can call me at 516-387-1963. 516-387-1963.
I see we have callers on the line. Caller, are you there?
Ready Church is back, and I'm ready. In Jesus' name, God bless you.